If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, this is Mason Taylor, and I'm listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of the universe, this is Roster Watch. My name is Alex Dunlap here with the Trash Man for the Week 6 waiver wire edition of the show. Thanks so much to everybody for being here. And a quick reminder before we get started, we have a new product over at rosterwatch.com called HyperPicks. And if you like the Hyper DFS professional lineup generator that we have there for DraftKings and FanDuel, I think you'll really like HyperPicks. It's for our premium members at Roster Watch. So if you're a pro member and would like to throw in a couple extra bucks to get a premium membership, you can get access to our player prop picks each week. Trashman, Cody, and I each put in probably four or five of them each week. And you can use them in underdog or prize picks, or use them in, you know, same game parlays, stuff like that. What the Hyper Picks does is it just goes in there and you can spin the wheel, and it just gives you lists of picks that you can use on underdog, prize picks, etc. So go and check that out, Hyper Picks, over at rosterwatch.com. And of course, check out the waiver wire cheat sheet this week, Trash Man. It feels like a week on the waiver wire where you're not going to really need to spend up, only two teams on bye, but we have had just, you know, more injuries. You're going to have to be a little bit active this week. And I think it's a week where especially if you go in and you're in a non-fab league where you're going to be having to burn your waiver order, it's the type of week where you should put in claims on a couple of these guys, right? I feel like probably with last week, with all the injuries and with four teams on bye, you probably picked up some of these dust balls that you had to play this week, and it's time to just get them off right now. And as long as you're burning up
waiver priority.
Yeah. If you're burning a high waiver priority, you should probably just get all those guys off of your bench who you used last week and recycle them in with some of the other guys this week, so you don't have to, you know, wait for free agency to open to get that done. But I think it starts at the top with Michael Carter. Depending on what you need at running back, I think that, you know, we saw last week that he came in and it was, you know, 58% of snaps. He got 23 touches, 5 targets, and he had a really good game. And he actually, Michael Carter, man, you remember, Trash Man, coming out of UNC with Javonte Williams, he was actually a good prospect. He's been a zero at the NFL level. And, you know,
I think he's really gotten a chance to be that guy. He's just not built like, you know, two, three down back. And so he was playing for a bad Jets team too. And yeah, I think his pass catching ability is really what kind of puts him over the top here for me. Especially on this Cardinals team where they don't have a whole lot of playmakers.
If you're in a super competitive league, or if you're in a relatively competitive league, he would have been picked up last week, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, I used him.
You know, right. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, there are leagues out there. We have listeners in 10-team leagues and stuff, or listeners that play in leagues where it could have been that, you know, somebody ran out and they got, like, Amari DiMarcado and didn't even think about, you know, the Michael Carter stuff or the Bam Knight stuff. And if that's the case in your league, you should put pretty heavy priority on Michael Carter. We know it was originally 4 to 6 weeks that Trey Benson was going to be out. So now we're looking 3 to 5 weeks. You know, you have 3 to 5 weeks of a guy that we're going to be ranking as an RB2. So
Michael Carter's right there at the top. I think that the other sort of thing people are going to be having to weigh out, Trash Man, is what to do with Hassan Haskins and Kamani Vidal, who are the kind of the backups that are now up to bat now with Najee Harris and Omari. Najee Harris lost for the season. Omari Hampton going to IR. He'll be out at least 4 weeks. On a Chargers offense that, well, I guess you can say that the Chargers haven't been on an upswing. I mean, they've lost their last two games to the Giants and then the Commanders. But offense is still good. We want to be part of it. Whenever Omari Hampton went out in this last game, it was Hassan Haskins that was the first one up. And whenever the backups all came in, that's when Kamani Vidal got most of his run. But Kamani Vidal coming in, where did Kamani Vidal go, Trash Man? Was it Troy or South Alabama? I think it was Troy. Yeah. Just a good athlete. We liked him as a prospect. We thought that the landing spot was good at the time. And he's going to get a shot here. We could get swindled here, and they could call in some kind of free agent too.
I mean, they could. I mean, but we're not having everybody throwing all their fab budget on either one of these guys. I could see them maybe bringing somebody in, but that's yet to be seen.
Do you give priority to Hassan Haskins? I think now that I think about it, speaking of colleges, Hassan Haskins went to Michigan, didn't he? Yes, he went to Michigan. So there is that connection there with Harbaugh. I would give priority to Haskins
here. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, he's been playing as the backup to Hampton, so I think he's the next guy up.
If you're in one of these spots where you've been relying on your flex being like a Travion Henderson or a Woody Marks or something like this, where it's been up and down, or I guess with Travion we might see a little bit of daylight here with Antonio Gibson being out for the season. But if you've been in one of those, like if you have Pacheco, something like this, I think that going after Hassan Haskins this week would be something that you could do. I don't think you should probably, what do you think, Trash Man, 15% of your budget, 20?
On Haskins?
Is it even worth it?
A lot.
What if you're in a desperation situation?
If you're desperate, sure.
Yeah.
If you're 1-4, 0-5.
Or if you're doing well, but somehow you've just been all of a sudden bit by some kind of weird injury bug and you got teams on bye. You know what I mean? I think you have the Vikings, you have Jordan Mason, the Vikings coming back from a couple of weeks in Europe, getting their bye this week. I think that.
But then I'm thinking if you're good, I might invest in one of these other guys like Kendre Miller or Rashard Smith, guys who, could have some really nice potential upside.
I mean, we've been talking about Kendre for three, four weeks now. So I mean, he should be owned. He's long gone in most competitive leagues. But if Kendre's out there, you should go get him. It's not like he's gotten to where he's a confident stand. He's certainly not a confident standalone play at this point, right? But the touches in week five, it was like what Alvin Kamara had 12 touches. Kendre had 11.
11.
We're talking about a snap share of 56% and 39%. It's getting closer and closer. And I don't buy into the rumors that Alvin Kamara is getting traded. But, I mean,
he's getting kind of dusted. I mean, like, I think he's kind of maybe lost a step.
Yeah, but the rumors are kind of out there. And there are now more and more teams that it feels like could kind of use – could use a running back. You know what I mean?
Like the Chargers.
Or in the NFC West with the Cardinals, he would go in. Can you imagine Alvin Kamara in the James Conner role?
That'd be sick.
Yeah, man. So I think Kendre is somebody you should definitely have on your radar as far as picking up. And then there are of course other guys that are. I think Kendre is a little bit more than a pure backup right now, but there's also Kenny Gainwell, who's out there right now. Where did where did we, I think I had to take Rico Dowdle off of the sheet because he was too owned.
He was like 59% owned.
I think if Dowdle's out there, you could maybe pick him up. You know, he's got a, I haven't made the matchup tool yet. I'm going to do that right after this show, but I think the Panthers have
the Cowboys. Yeah, no,
if Rico Dowdle gets the run again over Chuba, we don't know yet about Chuba. It feels like he might be back this week, but I mean, if it's Rico up against Dallas, we'll be talking about him like a high end running back two or a back end running back one this week. So if you want to take the stab there, it's fine. And you know what? Maybe he's done enough this week to earn more carries anyway.
It's kind of a situation that, like, I'm almost kind of hoping to get one more week with where they rest Chuba, and you can just play Dowdle and not have to worry about that headache.
And even if you were only to get Dowdle for 1 week versus Dallas, like, that would be well worth, you know, 15% of your budget.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like you got to get a win, man. We're coming into week six. And the buys are going to start to come and hit hard, and your team's not going to look like it did to start the season at all. Once we get to, you know, week eight and these like bipocalypse types of things, so you have to stack wins when you can. Rashard Smith, you mentioned they said that they were going to get him more involved in the passing game. That he looked like he was more involved in the passing game versus Jacksonville, but. Still didn't really result in too much fantasy wise. If you look at if people just look at that, that's fine. But if you look at the usage and the intentionality with which they've kind of talked about him and getting him more involved, and they followed through with it, with as crummy as the Chiefs runners have looked so far, I think that Rashard Smith is going to be an interesting pickup and probably should be owned in 12 team fantasy football leagues. And I don't think you have to break the bank to go get him. And then of course there are just there's the straight handcuff guys, right? That should be owned right now if they're out there. The Ollie Gordons of the world,
Tyler Allgeier.
Yeah, I mean, Isaiah Davis for the Jets needs to be owned. If anything were to happen to Breece, like, I'm not sure that Braylon Allen's going to be back until maybe he might not be back this year.
I think he was on the field for what, 44% of snaps.
Is that right?
I believe so.
It was. This last week, it was we have it at 62% for Breece and 40 for Isaiah Davis, but still very, you know, very, very appealing as a guy to pick up as a handcuff who we loved coming out, especially for his receiving profile. So Isaiah Davis and another guy at wide receiver. Is it just, I think we could talk about Kendrick Bourne and the monster. I had to play Kendrick Bourne in some spots last week. I was amazed by the game that he was able to give us. But we just don't know at this early point in the week whether or not Juwan Jennings or Ricky Pearsall will be back. But I think if only one of them's back.
Yeah, I think, I mean, even if one of them comes back, I think he's still fine.
Especially with Mac Jones having that connection dating back to New England. With Kendrick Bourne, if Mac Jones goes, but whether it's Jones or Purdy, I think that Kendrick Bourne showed enough to where he's going to be, you know, I think if only one comes back, he would be the wide receiver two there for the San Francisco. Darnell Mooney has been dropped in a whole bunch of leagues, and he's available in 61% of fantasy leagues right now. And I just don't think that should be the case based on what we were able to see out of him last year. He's just kind of been hurt all year. You know what I mean? It's been weird. He's been hurt. They were on bye. He got dropped. But he's a guy that should be owned in 12-team fantasy football leagues. And so now that bye's over, I think it's kind of like, you know, kind of like Gainwell for the Steelers, right? Like, you know, people had to drop him because he was on bye and there were all the bye weeks last week. But they would have held on to that guy, hoping that maybe Jaylen Warren would be out for another week. If it wasn't for the buys. And so I'd say for your fine to go get him, Marquise Brown, Troy Franklin, all these guys, anybody that you wanted to hit on in particular though? You're on mute.
Christian Kirk. really helped to spark that Texans offense. And I think he had what? Was it 8 targets?
Kirk this last week?
No, 4 targets. So only 4 targets. He had 8 fantasy points, 8.44 fantasy points. but it's a bye, so I guess, you know, he's not really a priority. But I do think that come the second half of the season, Kirk's going to get a lot more involved in that offense.
And the Texans' offense is looking better.
Yeah, they're looking a lot better.
They played against some kind of really chumpy opponents these last 2 weeks. But
I mean, yeah. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens with Christian Watson. You know, his window's open. His practice window's open. He could get on the field soon.
I'm interested in picking up Christian Watson.
Yeah.
It's going to continue to be a struggle there, but we do know that Watson, we know what people around the NFL think about Watson. And I think that it's not inconceivable to think that if he came in, he was relatively healthy, that he could come in and emerge as the wide receiver one there. I tend to think that eventually Matthew Golden will ascend to that, but if you were going to say it was Watson, you could not call somebody crazy for saying that.
Yeah. Isaiah Bond, last guy I wanted to talk about, I think he led Browns wide receivers in targets this past week, more than Jerry Jeudy. Only David Njoku had more targets than him for the Browns. I think Bond's just going to get better in that offense. You're muted now.
Now I'm back.
Yeah.
Audio issues today. He didn't do anything with his opportunities, but I think that'll change, right? And
yeah, I mean, it was Gabriel's first game.
Yeah. Impressive first game, kind of.
Yeah, not bad.
I thought Cleveland was going to win. I did. All right. Tight end. I think that it's the two New York guys, right?
I saw you put Taylor over Johnson. I was looking at those two. Johnson, I mean,
he's been living on touchdowns.
But he's getting yardage. He's getting targets too, though.
Right. Well, I mean, just 12 targets from Mason Taylor this last week is pretty hard to ignore coming off of 7 in week 4, right? It's like I don't know, man. I think that averaging 9.5 targets over the last 2 weeks and being the level of prospect that Mason Taylor is, we certainly love Theo coming out. Got to see both of these players at the Senior Bowl. I think they were both roster watch all Senior Bowl tight ends. So I mean, we really like them both, but I think that if you wanted to, you would go Theo over. He's not.
Seen I mean, I think maybe Taylor over the long run kind of guy. I feel like Johnson. I mean, like Dart is just like looking for him in the end zone. Johnson has a. I mean, I guess the Giants do have a tougher schedule, maybe. Although the Jets are playing the Broncos this week.
Yeah, the Jets have that's the one thing about picking up Mason Taylor this week is if you pick him up, you're probably going to get a dud versus the Broncos. All right, Trash Man. Speaking of duds, we're going to get into can you drop them? But first, I want to ask you if you're buying low on these players and if you're selling high on these other ones, okay? We can rapid fire through them, okay? Are you buying low on Jameson Williams?
No.
Are you buying low on T. Higgins?
Yes.
Okay. Are you buying low on Zay Flowers?
I mean, if you can get him low.
I think you can get him kind of low. Buying low on Trey McBride?
Yep.
Buying low on Jacoby Myers?
No.
Buying low on A.J. Brown?
Yep.
Buying low on Chase Brown?
Yep.
Okay. Are you selling high on Jamar Chase?
Nope.
What if you can sell really high?
I mean, if you can sell, I mean, what is really high?
I don't know. You get back a Drake London-ish type or something. Not that we would do a one-for-one wide receiver. You get back a I don't know, like Judkins.
Straight up for Chase?
Yep.
No. I mean.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean, I guess it depends on your record too. I mean, but you have to think about December, and like that's going to be the feather in your cap if you got him.
Sell high on Emeka Egbuka?
No.
Sell high on Jalen Waddle?
No.
Sell high on Stephon Diggs?
No.
Sell high on Deebo Samuel?
Yeah.
Sell high on Calvin Ridley?
No.
Sell high on Bill Kroski-Merritt?
No.
Sell high on Quinshon Judkins?
No.
Sell high on Cam Scataboo?
Yeah.
I kind of think maybe if you can sell pretty high with Tracy coming back. Yeah. All right. Can you drop them?
Okay.
This is the toughest one. Can you drop Juwan Johnson?
No.
Can you drop Alec Iamanner?
Yeah.
Can you drop Wandale Robinson? Somebody asked.
You can.
Hollywood Brown?
You can.
Bashiel Tootin?
Yeah.
Jerry Jeudy?
Probably not.
It's really hard to hold in this guy, trash man. Somebody asked, DJ Moore?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, well, I guess I feel like more about how I do about Jeudy. I mean, like either one of those guys in the right situation, I think you could draw.
Isaiah Pacheco?
Yeah.
And after just a dud of a week following his huge breakout, can you drop Woody Marks?
No.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the GameTime app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. GameTime.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.